Hello everyone, it's my honor to be here and present my previous work in China, and it's an incubation experiment. The title is the characteristic and the driving factors of nitric oxide emission in soil irrigated with treated with water. So my lecture is divided like six parts: introduction, objective, and experimental design, results, conclusion, and acknowledgement. So first, let me give you a short introduction about the treated wastewater utilization in China. And I think actually China started to use treated wastewater in 1980s, but it's only a few large cities start to use treated wastewater. And after 20 years development, I think it's almost several big cities they start to use treated wastewater. And Beijing as a representative city in terms of its advanced water treatment technology and extensive utilization. So now there are 8 sewage plants in Beijing, and per day they produce like treated wastewater. The amount is about 2.5 million cubic meter. And now from 2003 to 2010, the total 34 billion cubic meter treated wastewater had been utilized in Beijing. And also the government planned to use treated water like 10 billion cubic meter in 2015, and also 22% of the water gonna use for the irrigation. So the picture just shows the sewage plant, one of the sewage plant in Beijing, and another one is a sewage canal which transported the treated wastewater from the plant to the field, and the farmers could use wastewater for irrigation by pumping the water out of the canal. So the treated wastewater is not only a water source, but also it's a fertilizer source due to its higher content of nitrogen and organic matter in the water. And also it's a pollution source because the secondary treatment of the wastewater still contains the salt, fungi, bacteria, and the suspended solids. So which may induce some environmental risks such as nitric oxide loss, ammonia water lactation, and nitrate leaching and acidulation. So my research is mainly focused on how does treated wastewater application affect the nitric oxide losses. Secondly, as past research showed that nitrogen fertilizer must be applied to maintain the yield due to its low and absent nitrogen mineralization through the wastewater application. So we concern that how does the combination of the nitrogen from the water and also from the fertilizer they affect the nitric oxide loss. So our main objective is to quantify the nitric oxide loss in the affected by the treated wastewater irrigation, and to assess the interaction between the urea nitrogen and the treated wastewater nitrogen on the nitric oxide loss. So we designed a factorial experiment which includes the 3 factors, and the water quality and the fertilizer and also the water field pore space. So the silt loam soil were collected from the 30 cm deep, and the experiment was start to irrigate with water since 2008, and one problem that just happened in 2009-04, and some farmers they use this field to plant the vegetable, and they applied a lot of nitrogen. So let's make our soil used in this study has a really, really high nitrate when we take the sample. And also we actually have a good quality of the treated wastewater, which the biological oxygen demand and chemical oxygen demand is pretty low, but it still contains 31.4 milligram per liter nitrate. Also, the total nitrogen is the 33.1 and had a really low ammonia content in the water. So here's our nitric oxide emission rate from the unamended soil. Actually, the irrigation with treated water, treated with water, significantly increased the nitric oxide emission rate. And also, the pattern from the 2 treatments are quite similar, and general peak at day 1, and then then decrease. But when the soil was incubated at 40% water WFPS, so the N2O loss is very weak. But as the water filled pore space increasing, the nitrogen oxide loss increased. It's obviously. And also, when soil incubated at 100% of water filled pore space, the large peak was from the treated wastewater irrigation treatment. Also, when the soil was applied the urea nitrogen, there's a different pattern was found from the soil incubated at 60% water filled pore space. But the maximum of the N2O emission rates was relatively lower than the maximum from the unamended soil. We assume that the urea can transfer from the ammonia to the nitrate, and in this case, because 30% water space is a kind of edge for the nitrification to the denitrification, so maybe in this case, when soil incubates at 60% water pore space, the nitrification may made a contribution for the N2O loss. And actually, there's no significant difference between the treatment from treated wastewater and the distilled water in the soil received the urea fertilizer. So let's look at the cumulative nitrogen oxide losses. And actually, in unamended soil, as the water filled pore space increased, the cumulative nitrogen oxide loss increased significantly. But the difference is when the soil when the soil received the nitrogen, so the maximum cumulative nitrogen oxide losses was observed from the soil incubated at 60% water filled pore space. So this actually just confirmed that the urea still needs some time to transfer from the ammonia to nitrate, and in this case the nitrification maybe made the contribution for that. So after that, as we know, when we irrigate with the treated wastewater, we have to deal two aspect things. Like one is the water is still very complicated and contains very complex nutrient component. Also, when we irrigate the water and the soil water content will increase. So we try to define the direct effect of the N2O loss from the treated wastewater. Use equation one, like the difference between the two treatment from treated wastewater and distilled water. It's a direct effect, and the indirect effect is just the increasing water content on the nitrogen oxide loss. So the equation two, the left is the myriad treatment from the treated wastewater irrigation and apply the nitrogen. And the right of the equation two is the direct effect plus another real treatment from the distilled water incubation plus the urea application. So actually, I got from the equation two, I got two group data, and then I could compare the two group data and see if there are any difference or significant difference between these two, between the one real treatment and another dummy treatment. So actually, except the 60% water filled pore space, we actually find the treated wastewater plus urea treatment still get a lower nitrogen oxide loss compared with our assumed treatment. So it means we guess it's because the nitrogen in the water and also in the fertilizer, they might be combined together to deal with this problem and enhance a little lower nitrogen oxide loss. So our conclusion is the treated wastewater irrigation is significantly stimulates the nitrogen oxide loss in unamended soil. but not in the soil applied urea. And also combined interaction was found between the nitrogen in the water and also in the fertilizer. Thirdly, its nitric oxide losses wasn't so high because the soil was applied urea nitrogen in the short term due to its slowly transforming from ammonia to nitrate. So we had a great sample for our grounding support. Thank you.